Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined, and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be in Massachusetts, you could be in Houston, you could be in Dallas, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Chicago, Detroit, Miami, damn, Idaho, Seattle, Portland. What's up, San Diego? What's up? They losing right now. I got that game on in the studio. Seattle's beating them 4-1. You could be anywhere. Hi, Toronto. And Ottawa, and Montreal, and Vancouver. I hope y'all are cool. I'm cool. I'm good. I've been here for 2 hours. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. It's been a busy Tuesday as I try to bring you a little bit closer to Wednesday morning. Now, here's the deal. We opened up the show talking about Jacob DeGrom. This man needs to have Tommy John surgery, and anyone who has watched him over the past few years, good for you. He hasn't been available too much, and now he needs to have surgery on his arm. He is 35 years old. For some reason, the Texas Rangers happen to have made one of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen in my life by any organization. They gave a guy who hasn't been healthy 5 years, $185 million. Excuse me, $185. I want to be extremely clear when I say that. $185 million. And he may never pitch for them again. I think he will. He's going to try. But just one of the worst contracts I've ever seen given out. And then right before we went to break, we talked about the news that broke earlier on Tuesday between the PGA and LIV Golf. Hypocrisy much? The PGA basically said LIV is the worst. LIV financed by Saudi Arabia. LIV, Saudi Arabia also, lots of reports that they helped finance the 9/11 attacks. And oh my God, how could anybody get down with LIV Golf? And then the PGA did. After they had plenty of their own golfers say, screw LIV, and they get in bed with them. People like Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods. And what's changed? Nothing's changed. Money changed. A cash infusion changed. Now, instead of being opposition, now the Saudi Public Investment Fund is a strategic investor. They have bought their way into golf, just like they have bought their way into plenty of other sports. I certainly remember, and this is prior to the WWE being purchased by Endeavor, that there were rumors that the WWE was going to get purchased by the Saudi Public Investment Fund, of which the WWE over the past several years has taken money. They've taken money, they've put on shows, and the rumors and the words and the memes were kind of crazy. Oh my God, Vince McMahon sold his company to Saudi Public Investment Fund. LIV Golf actually did it. There is no Rock, there is no Stone Cold Steve Austin, there is no Roman Reigns, there's no Undertaker, but there is a Tiger Woods and a Rory McIlroy. And I don't want to say they look stupid. I know they're not happy. Not when your commissioner says this last year, just basically disavowing Liv. How could anyone be involved with Liv? How can anyone take their money? How can anyone be involved? This is what he said last year.
I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Oh, well, who cares now, right? Because earlier today he was on CNBC and he said, oh, who cares what I said last year? It's all about us coming together for the betterment of golf. Who cares about those families?
A lot of people have been reading about the tension. And that we've talked a lot. And I said previously that we were going down our path, they were going down theirs. And today, that tension goes away. The litigation is dropped. We're announcing to the world that on behalf of this game, we're coming together. And it's less about how people respond today, and it's all about how people respond in 10 years. And when they see the impact that we're having on this game together, there will be a lot of smiles on people's faces, and there'll be a lot more people playing this game all over the world. And if you're a young player that wants to get to the highest level of the game today, you'll be more inspired than you've ever been before.
No, okay. You can't see me pull on my collar, but I am. He even went as far in another conversation to say, yeah, people are going to call me a hypocrite. Yeah, people are calling you worse. It seems like the golfers who already participate on the PGA Tour, they have already called you worse. They want him to take a hike. They want him to step down. They want him to quit. They made this deal without them knowing. They stuck around. They stayed loyal. And the PGA just said, all right, well, we taking the money. That's just the name of the game. And it's unfortunate. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much to golf expert Michael Williams for joining us last hour. There really are no questions. There is no clarity here outside of the Saudi Public Investment Fund is buying its way into golf here in the United States of America. That's it. Nothing else. I'm going to take your calls, and then I want to tell you about someone else who might be, quote-unquote, buying in and taking the money. 855-212-4CBS. Before I do that, let's talk to Daniel. Daniel is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. How are you, Daniel?
Pretty good. A couple of points here. You failed to mention the litigation against the PGA and their monopoly on the game of golf. They don't own the game of golf. Tennis and boxing, two individual sports, have multiple governing bodies. Players were being purged, and the writing was on the wall.
You make a good point, but I think that's irrelevant for the larger point that I've made, is that you do have a governing body here. You do have an organization in the PGA who put down and created one stance and then totally went against it. And so whether or not this is not the WBA going against the WBC, this is a completely different organization taking money from an overseas entity that they have disavowed for a year for political reasons.
What about the NBA, though? You don't talk about the NBA.
Can you slow down? Slow down. Sure. Thank you. I have no problem here with having a conversation with you. What I will not do is go into you talk louder, I talk louder. I've made a point. You can feel free to go ahead. It sounded like you now wanted to make a point about the NBA. Go ahead.
Yeah, because the NBA has bowed down to China, and you don't say anything about that. And they're arguably way worse than Saudi Arabia is.
We have talked about – I've been on the air here for almost exactly 3 years. And the conversation surrounding the NBA and China and Daryl Morey has come up on multiple occasions. Myself personally, I've also been out to China. I used to enjoy going out to China, and I've had that conversation.
that news is not news. This, what happened today, is news. And so if you catch me on a random, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday, randomly mentioning Daryl Morey and China and the NBA without it being newsworthy, then I think you should check me as to why the hell I would be discussing it. So as of right now, if you want to bring that up, that's well within your right, but it's irrelevant as to what we're discussing right now.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call.
Sure. Wow. Wow, oh my God, did I make sense? Hey, JR, you're not talking about some of the atrocities going on in Myanmar. Why? Hey, JR, you're not talking about where your Nike shoes came from, JR. Why? Like, let's not pick and choose. You know, that is one of the worst things. Somebody says one thing and somebody goes way out into left field. Valid conversations, valid concerns. Why not ask me, hey, JR, well, what about Israel? Come on. If you want to make that point, then by all means, go on Facebook and write a book. Come on now. 855-212-4CBS. T-Money is here from Tucson. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, great show. This is the confluence of sports and geopolitics, but also our own logic and our own souls here, man. I think people are having to examine themselves and how they think. What this last caller was saying is kind of a case in point for that. Yeah, of course the PGA, was a monopoly, but this isn't breaking up the monopoly. This is making the monopoly bigger. This is now a global monopoly, and now they're in bed with Saudi money. And if you believe what Muhammad Atta and where these cats came from, yeah, they came from Saudi. So what the PGA did last year was kind of like that scene of Donnie Brasco when dude doesn't want to take off his boot because his mic's in there. So he's like, hey, my dad fought the Japanese about it, beat that guy. That's exactly the play that the PGA made.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the play that they made. But this is American sport is revealing American souls where it's all about the money. And if people want to say, well, this is just how it goes and blah, 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 and what about China? You know, the NBA is whack as well. But if we're going to continue to support this as sports fans, as consumers, what you consume consumes you. And this is revealing our own soul to us, and that's what people don't like.
Yeah, and you know, on an even larger scale, everybody, and I don't care, because this is a part that's omitted. If you live on planet Earth, especially in a developed country, considered developed country, like the United States of America, countries that participate in the global economy, and you get up and you breathe the air and you wash your hands or you take a shower or you buy some soap or you buy some food or you buy some clothes or you buy some sheets or you sleep on or in a bed, you are dealing. There's nothing here going on planet Earth that is just that's just all clean, okay? And so we can all wake up and pick and choose. Unless you are living in solitude, man, think about everything that you consume, everything that you have a choice to consume. There's a certain level of, oh my God, am I supporting this? Am I directly supporting it? Am I indirectly supporting this? I mean, are you putting gas in your car? Are you going electric? I mean, we can go down a full list of, oh my God, you sold your soul. But there's a very big difference between knowingly sitting down with an entity that you said, oh, hell no, hell no, hell no, F them, screw them, not doing this, no. And then you go, how much money are you giving me? Oh, forget what I just said. And that's what's taking place here. Hey, T-Money, thank you for calling from Tucson.
Hey, thanks for having me, sir.
No doubt about it. Yeah, come on, man. Like, what's clean? Like, what's clean? Like, whoa, you got to pick and choose. That's the easy part, man. Rob is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, it's like this, man. Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money. Saudi Arabian, they got the money, y'all.
Well, thank you for butchering the song, Rob. We understand, man. We got
it. You know what I'm saying? Them trillionaires, they ain't billionaires for nothing, you know? Hey, but in the, that notion, what you were saying, though, yeah, I would piggyback off you, but it's reality. You like my man Jordan Peterson was saying, you can be in reality for so long, but it will always been back into place. And I mean, that what runs this reality, money, you know.
Yeah.
You just said, but true.
It is all facts. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Yeah, good one.
No doubt. Al is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Al?
Yes, sir. Just briefly, I don't know, off my dome, it's just like, I don't know if it's fake outrage, but, yo, like, Enes Kanter, you know, he'd be like, yo, LeBron did something, you know, because he was saying it's China. But, JR, it's the government. Our government is in bed with both of those places, Saudi Arabia and China. So how we can't like judge? I don't think we can judge other people, yo, if they're trying to get a bag.
I think you can. I don't think it's so much about hey, you're getting money, or hey, you're getting a bag, or hey, you're taking a check. Don't stand on the mountain yelling. This is the point. Don't stand on the mountain telling everybody how bad and terrible the boogeyman is. Don't stand up on that mountain and scream and yell. And then when everybody turns their back, you go down and make a deal with them. That's it.
But our government, sir, is in bed with them, right?
No, but that's a separate point. I just made a point to a different caller about how our economy in most developed places on earth are in bed. So I've already made that point.
Okay,
did you
right.
hear that?
No, I didn't.
Wait. I'm trying to save us some time here. I've made that point that most of the developed world works together to one degree or another, to the good, to the bad. I've made that point. Forget the government. This is irrelevant. What you're saying is irrelevant. I don't care if you are a government or you're me. Here's a simple example, Al. Forget the government. Hey, Al, are you married?
No, sir.
Okay. If you were married, Al, how the hell would you look if you went up and down the neighborhood all day, every day for years, telling everybody, oh, my God, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. And then one day, the next day, everybody catches you sleeping with the next door neighbor. Like, tell me what you look like.
Hypocrite, sir.
Well, there you go. It's simple as that. We know hypocrisy exists all over the world. The only point is they screamed up and down, and you just heard it. You just heard it from Jay Monahan. You heard it from the commissioner of the PGA, how bad it is. Phil Mickelson said it himself before he took a deal with LIV Golf. Those are some bad mother blankers. Those are some bad guys over there. And what'd he do? He took the money. And God bless him, it's his choice. If he can sleep at night and it's fine, I ain't got no problem with it. Good on him. But that's the same thing that the PGA did. They're bad. They're not good. This is what they did. This is what they did. And then they took the money.
Right, because they saw that the the top golfers went to the others, went to LIV, whoever just won the PGA tournament, Busco, and he won.
Brooks Koepka, yes.
Yes, sir. So they won eyeballs, I assume.
No. So it seems to me, Al, here, that LIV basically bought its way into United States sports through the PGA.
Right, it's called, yes.
But what you just said is inaccurate, because Brooks Koepka might have just won. But if I have to think about the distribution agreement that LIV Golf had, they were on YouTube. They had to find CW. They did not have distribution. Right. The one thing
PGA sold out. The PGA turned out. Because they found out.
I said that. That's why they're hypocrites.
Okay. We agree on that, sir.
Well, thank you, Al. I think Al is trying to argue with me, but doesn't know what he's arguing with me about. They have money. They didn't have anything else. They bought everything that they've had. I personally have seen enough businesses that wake up with a lot of money and say, we got money. Well, what do we do with it? Buy stuff. Well, now that we've bought stuff, how do we can turn it into more money? Oh, we don't know. You can buy the golfers, which is what they did. They ain't buying nothing else. The PGA already has a structure. It's called pay to play. And that's what they did. And now they got their hands on some things over here. And now the PGA, they have what they called a strategic investor. And I absolutely love how they couldn't even call it what it's called. Oh, the PIF, Public Investment Fund, from where? The sky? Did Scrooge McDuck write the check? Richie Rich, did he write the check? Did Bruce Wayne write the check? Is that the Public Investment Fund? No, call it what it is. Saudi Public Investment Fund. If you're going to stand up and take the cash, at least say what it is.
What about Daddy Warbucks?
Yeah, it didn't come from Daddy Warbucks. It didn't come from Bruce Wayne, Richie Rich. Saudi Public Investment Fund. If you're going to double down and go back on your word, stand up on it. Do it with your chest. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls, and I'm going to tell you about another athlete, might be the biggest athlete in the world. He might be taking some of the money, too, here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller, love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Well, that's right. Everything is all about the money. Everything. Everything's always about the money. We've been talking about the PGA and LIV. And it might be the case here to buy into the PGA, which is exactly what the Saudi Investment Fund is doing. But we have seen this at different levels. Maybe not so much here, just visibly right in your face in the United States of America when it comes to sports. But we have seen this for years overseas when it comes to football, global football, soccer, whether it be teams and the Premier League. And it has also been the case now that you have teams in Saudi Arabia, you have a league in Saudi Arabia, which is not anywhere on caliber to what you have in the Premier League or the Bundesliga or La Liga or Liga One. I can go on and on, but you're attracting some of the biggest stars on planet Earth. If you want a comparison, yeah, Dwight Howard is playing in Taiwan. Okay, I'll give you another example. Who's playing in Puerto Rico right now? Norris Cole, who used to play with LeBron James. Norris Cole is playing basketball in Puerto Rico. Imagine if LeBron James, at the end of his career, let's say he won another championship next year, and he played with Bronny, and then LeBron said, hey, Saudi Arabia starting a basketball league. I'm going to go out there and play for, $200 million a year. Well, that's what we have in football. That's what we have in soccer. Because Ronaldo, who you might have seen last playing for Manchester United, before that Juventus, spent a good portion of his career, Real Madrid starting off at Manchester United. He's getting bank, major bank, playing in Saudi Arabia. $75 million a year through 2025. And it's been reported he can make upwards of $200 million a year, depending on public appearances, sponsorships, etc. $75 million a year. That's the most money by any athlete on planet Earth just on a sporting contract, okay? For comparison's sake, over the next couple of years, Damian Lillard and guys like Steph Curry are going to start making approximately 60 per, and Ronaldo is ahead of them. Karim Benzema, who you may or may not be familiar with, French football player, soccer player, he's played for Real Madrid, a former teammate of Ronaldo. He's going to be making $107 million per year to go play in Saudi Arabia. And I guess this would be the crown jewel if anyone can secure him. They're also trying to sign Messi, who's about 2 or 3 years younger than Ronaldo. And they want to try and get him into the fold for anywhere, it's been reported, from $375 to $600 million a year. Okay, I know these are big, giant numbers that don't make a hill of beans. I want to say something else to me and or you, but this is the type of money that's being thrown around for footballers, for soccer players, and they want to have them over to attract attention to the league and to become also attractive and probably to hustle. And when I say hustle, I mean really hustle, like steal, like thieve, you know, another World Cup. Just to say, hey, we got the money, we got the players, we got the attention. Hey, let's slip some money, you know, under your hotel door and just bring us a World Cup. That'd be nice. That's all it is. And so is Messi, is he going to Saudi Arabia? Is he going back to Barcelona? He just finished a stretch, a two-year stretch, an unsuccessful one at PSG. We don't know. When you got the money to throw around, yeah, you can give Ronaldo 75 per. You can give Benzema 100 per. You can say, hey, Messi, he has $400 million a year for 2 years. Thanks. Yeah, teach a kid how to kick a ball. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Margaret calling from Northern Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Margaret.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm amazing. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. These people, these callers, are speaking about everything in the world. There is one issue here. The PGA screwed the players that stayed with them. Everybody knows everything in the global economy is about the money. For heaven's sake, look at the United States taxpayer getting screwed by its government. I'm sorry.
No, listen. I want my Social Security check tomorrow, but they won't give it to me.
Yeah. But if we get into that, I could be on the phone for hours. Again, the issue is these players defended and basically defended the integrity of the PGA. And the PGA said, oh, okay, fine, we're the best. And then the next day, fine, they're the Judas.
Yeah.
And who cares? I don't know what you do about this. As I said, it's always, always about the money. And the Saudis are the key player because they've got the money. Geez, let's raise the price of oil and, you know, decrease the supply so we can make more money. What is that?
Well, Margaret, you mean to tell me you don't got a well in your backyard that can make us rich?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. All right. I was hoping that we'd find something, but I think we're pretty dry here. People are fracking and doing all types of other stuff.
The only thing that I can think is players who stayed with the PGA can do is unite and dissolve the PGA.
Yeah, well, I'm real interested to see what happens next. We haven't really gotten the public word from a lot of those players who disavowed Liv, and I'm sure they're being very strategic in how they respond. I've already heard that they want to get the commissioner out. And so this is going to be a soap opera that continues to bleed on. Hey, Margaret, thank you for calling from Northern Virginia.
Hey, thank you.
I got a question. Hey, Margaret, hold on a second.
Okay.
Are you a Commanders fan?
I'm born and raised in Chicago.
Uh-oh. The Bears.
Yeah, you got it. Well, okay. I mean, in the Bears, since 1985, they basically sucked.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, you move from one place to another place, and it's always a whole different world. And the way that this whole particular team is being handled is disgusting.
Oh, yeah, uh-oh. Well, we know, well, at least they're in the process of being sold. So I think there's some positivity there. And I'll tell you this, and I don't know how long it's going to take. We know your Chicago Bears, they've been looking for a quarterback forever. Maybe they found one. And I think the Commanders are in the same boat. Hey, Margaret, thank you so much. You be safe, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, well, Ron Rivera is running around telling everybody. He's like, listen, folks, don't go so fast. Sam Howell may not be the starting quarterback for the regular season. Here we go. Y'all should have just kept Heinicke. Now he's in Atlanta, and they're hoping that they don't have to break glass in case of emergency, but there's a possibility there. You know what? We'll hear from Ron Rivera as we continue on with the show. I mean, ooh, a quarterback battle. Real sexy. Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett. I'm excited. Not really. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You'll hear from Ron Rivera. I'll get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout outs to all the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the delivery drivers, the truck drivers, people on the highways, the byways, the local roads. Hey, if you're making the economy go, thank you. We appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to the phones in a second. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I do need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Unfortunately, as someone who is going on the 10-day injured list, his name is Aaron Judge. Why am I putting him down as the Defensive Player of the Week? Because this 6'7", 285 behemoth played defense so damn hard that he literally went through a wall at Dodger Stadium and is now going on the injured list, hopefully for a short amount of time, with a sprained toe. That takes a hell of a defense, and maybe I should just call the wall the Defensive Player of the Week. It takes a wall to take out Aaron Judge. This man went through a wall. I can't believe it. What a crazy guy. Just an amazing player, I should say. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about LIV Golf, and we had a caller before we went to break hit us up from Northern Virginia, and I asked, I said, hey, so what does this mean? You're a fan of the Commanders? And it was Margaret. Margaret was her name. And Margaret said, no, I'm a Bears fan, but I see all the nonsense and garbage that goes on with the Commanders. Well, we got a little bit of news today from Ron Rivera. And it was only a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, that said heading into training camp, into the season, etc., that Sam Howell, who started one game, the final game of the season for the Commanders, when they were pretty much out of contention, coming out of North Carolina, he said that Sam Howell would be quarterback number one. And I'm like, okay, really? All right. And then they got Jacoby Brissett, and we know he is the most I'll hold you down for a short amount of time. Andrew Luck quit, so you need me, or somebody got hurt, I'll hold it down for Deshaun Watson. Jacoby Brissett is the most hold it down quarterback that we have in the NFL. And so today Ron Rivera spoke to the media and he's like, Yeah, just because Sam Howell is going to start the offseason as QB1 doesn't mean he's going to start the regular season. And I'm like, here we go. Quarterback controversy. So unsexy. This is what Ron Rivera had to say earlier on Tuesday.
Do you still consider it a competition between Jacoby and Sam?
I do. I you know, again, it's one of those things that, guys, it's you know, just because I said he's going to start off as QB1 doesn't mean he's going to finish as QB1. I like to believe, though, that if he goes out and does things he's capable of, he's got a very, very good chance of doing that. I think Jacoby has shown us some things that have really caught people's attention. We talk about Jacoby almost as much as we talk about Sam. So I just think as we go through this process and, you know, until we play games, it'd be unfair to start making assessments.
Oh, my God. Here we go. This is like asking a toddler, hey, you want broccoli or you want peas? Like, which one do you want? Neither. I don't want either of them. And I know there are going to be some fans who are excited about the one game you've seen of Sam Howell. I'm like, yo, pump your brakes, man. You know, here in Atlanta, some people are excited about Ritter. And I'm going, how many games have you seen him play? You that excited? Like, slow down just a little bit. There's a reason they have Heinicke in here, because he's as good and average as you can be, but he's not going to drive you off the cliff. He's not always going to drive you to the promised land, but he's going to drive hard. And Jacoby Brissett answered in response, hey, Jacoby, it's competition, right? Well, what did Ron Rivera tell us?
I think he just explained it. You know, we're competing against each other, but we also are working with each other. You know, we come off the sideline, we talk to each other, but when we're going out there, I'm trying to put my best foot forward. He's trying to put his best foot forward, and we know at the end of the day that's going to be best for the team and best for each other. So he understands that. I understand that. The whole team understands that for their position, and I think it's been going well.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett ain't no game changer out there by himself. I already told you, he held it down before Deshaun Watson got back last year. He held it down for the Indianapolis Colts when Andrew Luck said, I'm done with this football thing. I'm not getting my brains beat in anymore. And Jacoby Brissett, who knows, maybe he'll get the starting job here for the Washington Commanders until Sam Howell takes over. I have no idea. But this isn't one of those QB competitions that you go, oh, man, this is sexy. Not at all. Speaking of a quarterback competition, hey, Shep, have you heard from Zach Wilson at any point over the past month?
That's a joke, right?
Yeah, he hasn't said anything. Nobody wants to talk to him anymore, right?
It's the least competitive QB competition in the history of the NFL right there.
I remember Zach Wilson said at the conclusion of last season that whoever the New York Jets bring in as a quarterback, that Zach Wilson was going to compete and give them hell. And for all of the press conferences and conversations that Aaron Rodgers has already had with the New York media, I don't think Zach Wilson has been heard from one time. He better sit down and learn, hopefully not to be a jerk. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I just told you about the Atlanta quarterback situation. Conrad is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm excellent, Conrad. What's up?
I think people are – I don't think anybody is, like, super excited about Desmond Ridder. I wouldn't say in Atlanta everyone is like, oh, he is for sure the next thing. But I do think people play the defense a lot for him because he gets a lot of – in national rankings, he's ranked as a really low quarterback, above quarterbacks that were drafted this year who haven't played a game, right? I know he played four games, and you saw, and it wasn't like anything, you know, nothing stood out,
yeah,
but he also wasn't bad,
yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he wasn't like, he was serviceable, and I think it was an offense built around Marcus Mariota, right? It was an offense where Kyle Pitts wasn't getting the football on a regular basis, right? He comes in to play the last four games of an offense that wasn't built for him, so I don't think they want.
He ain't going to be slinging that rock around too much, but yeah,
the
offense is, yeah, the ball, yeah, they're built. They took Bijan Robinson for a reason. You already have Cordarrelle Patterson. They're going to be running that rock, and they're going to hope that he's not required to throw it around too often. And when he does, that it goes directly, hopefully, to Pitts and then also to London.
I didn't follow him a lot in his Cincinnati days, but I know he was a winner.
I don't know, was their offense run heavy or was he throwing the ball around? I don't know why this whole narrative of heat. You know, I think Arthur Smith wants to run a balanced offense, right? And, of course, Bijan's a big part of that.
I think any time you have an emerging quarterback or young quarterback who doesn't have experience and you have the talent that the Falcons do, I would think that, yes, of course, anybody would want more of a balanced offense, but I want to take some of the decision-making away from the young quarterback who's sure. not necessarily made those decisions yet. And so just by looking at the talent and knowing what each individual guy can do and not necessarily understanding what he can do because he hasn't done it yet, I'm going to run the football. And we saw a lot of that last year. And we know Marcus Mariota is going to give up the rock. He's going to cough it up. they're going to run the ball. If they can give him a slow introduction into the league, then I think we'll see that. Of course, you want a balanced offense. But, hey, if I got Derrick Henry on my team, then you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to run the ball.
Right. Yep. No, I guess I'll be happy if I don't see Taylor Heineke and Desmond Ridder can just be serviceable and kind of work through his first full year.
Look, it may not be a bad thing if you see Heineke because I think he's going to be in the same boat. Look, the Falcons don't have a quarterback who is going to knock your socks off. I don't think I'm going to look at a QB this year who's going to throw 25 to 30 touchdowns. I don't think that will be the case. If they can do the job to not throw the game away and keep the Falcons in the game and help take them down the field, I think they're going to be in a good position to surprise a few people, but I think the QB is pretty much the last spot that they really need to do some investing in, and they filled out some other spots. The defense has improved. The offense has improved. They got a good team. They're going to count on the QBs not to screw it up. Appreciate you, Conrad.
Yeah, thanks, JR.
No doubt about it. Well, what can I say? You got quarterbacks in the middle. You got quarterbacks on the back end. You got the top of the top of the top. Not everybody will be Patrick Mahomes. Not everybody. Hey, Chef, who's the worst quarterback in the NFL? Worst starter? Baker? No, right?
Not Baker. I would say the guy you just talked about, Howell.
Oh, my God. Is he the starter or is it him or Brissett? One of the two of them. Right?
If it's Brissett, they have a better starting quarterback than Howell. Let's be real about that right now.
Yeah, I don't get the deal. Nobody. Sam Howell played one game, folks. Come on. Shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. You know, speaking of Derrick Henry, now that guy I feel bad for. Forget DeGrom. I'll explain. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.